This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've tried to buy a bike of late or even parts, hello, you can't see me, but I'm raising my hand here, you most likely were put on a wait list. Yes, with a bunch of people also looking to get outdoors or commute to work or just get some exercise, essentially risk-free in a pandemic. Today's installment of our series, My Economy, takes us to Phoenix, Arizona, where Mehdi Farsi runs the State Bicycle Company.
We started seeing increased interest in bicycles around mid to late April of 2020. A lot of folks were still commuting around town and a lot of gyms were closed. So a bicycle was one of the best ways to get your exercise in and enjoy time outside. So compared to normal years, we were seeing 2 to 3 times more site traffic and purchases across the board. With the sharp uptick in demand, that obviously put some strain on the supply chain, leading to shortages, bikes being sold out, longer wait times, and ultimately longer production times. So pre-pandemic, we were looking at 90 to 120 days. And currently, I would say for the most expedient models, we would be looking at 8 months. You know, the bikes require a variety of parts and components like steel and aluminum. Those are in short supply, but where we're seeing kind of the most strain in the supply chain would be with parts like bike chains, tires required for virtually every bike. We're still profitable. However, our costs are definitely higher than they've ever been during the pandemic. Moving forward, we think things are going to kind of stabilize a little bit. But yeah, it's a bit of a balancing act because we obviously don't want to underorder, but also we want to be cautious so that we don't have a huge, huge surplus. We're all really grateful that we're selling a product that helps people with their fitness, with their mental health. And all in all, we like staying busy. We're nimble and we're rolling with the punches.